Michelin Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The House is debating foreign aid bills on a Saturday, including military help for Ukraine. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia Republican, against that.
America last. America last. That's all this is. Every single day, America last.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
Congressman Adam Smith, the ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, called Greene's comments a uniquely demented way of looking at the situation in Ukraine. Ukraine launched a barrage of drones across Russia overnight, according to the Defense Ministry in Moscow, attacks that appeared to target the country's energy infrastructure. 50 drones were shot down by air defenses, say Russian military officials. An Israeli airstrike on a house in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah killed at least 9 people, 6 of them children, say hospital officials. Israel pursued its nearly 7-month offensive in the Palestinian territory. This is ABC News. Tributes streaming in for Mandisa, the Christian recording artist, found dead Thursday inside her home in Nashville. She was 47. ABC's Zorin Shaw.
She was a Grammy Award-winning gospel music singer whose career catapulted after impressing judges with her soulful American Idol audition. Placing 9th with her powerful vocals, Mandisa Lynn Hundley stood out during the 5th season of Idol. Her 2007 debut, True Beauty, reaching number 1 on the top Christian albums chart. Over her 20-year career, she released 5 albums, performing and producing music with Christian themes like Overcomer. The album by the same name, winning the singer a Grammy for Best Christian Music Album in 2014.
The Supreme Court Monday will consider a challenge to rulings that found punishing people for sleeping outside when shelter space is lacking amounts to unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
It's currently an overcast 36 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our afternoon's forecast calls for partly sunny skies, but a bit chilly with highs reaching around 48. Tonight, staying clear and cold with frost likely, lows dropping to around 28 degrees. On Sunday, warmer with plenty of sunshine, a bit breezy, and highs reaching around 60 degrees. Sunday night will be turning crisp and cool with lows dropping to around 32. And for Monday, warmer and windy with clouds thickening. Spotty showers possible by Monday night, highs reaching around 67. Again in Richland Center, after our morning's low of 32 degrees, we're currently at an overcast 36.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
K
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Today is Saturday, April 20th. Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. More remains found on Thursday were thought to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department says they were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee. Maxwell Anderson is charged with Sade Robinson's murder. Five people have either been fired or have quit in connection to the federal investigation into smuggling at the state prison in Waupun. The U.S. Justice Department started looking into the prison after Governor Evers asked for an investigation. Since then, 11 prison employees have been put on leave. There's no word if anyone's been charged. Wisconsin's Attorney General says crime victims have more rights than ever, but there's a ways to go. Josh Call points to sexual assault survivors in Wisconsin in particular.
Survivors are now empowered to find out what's happening with their sexual assault kit, where it is in the process, as that kit moves through the process and their case moves forward.
But he says Wisconsin has lost two-thirds of the money it used to get for victims from Washington. Cole says money in the state budget is helping a little.
Even with that $10 million, there's a massive shortfall. Plus, that $10 million is only available to certain victim services, and it's just for 1 year. So we're facing very significant cuts.
On the other hand, Call says sexual assault survivors have more tools to pursue justice than ever before. Call spoke to the Wisconsin Crime Victims' Rights Conference yesterday. It is that time of year when severe weather can occur across the country, which could cause major damage and devastation. It is a good time to not only prepare for potential severe weather, but also prepare for possible scammers who prey upon homeowners who receive property damage as a result of the storms. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We want to make sure that consumers put their plan together in advance of needing one. Realize that when there are these storms, the traveling crews will appear in our state, and they'll come back and forth based on the storms, and they will follow the tornadoes and thunderstorms that have done damage. They offer to repair damaged homes using high-pressure sales tactics, and they will charge high prices for what they claim will be quick fixes and offer usually low estimates and demand a much higher or larger final payment after the job's complete, and do so with great pressure on the consumer. We've found that typically the work is of poor quality, and sometimes you will see a traveling home improvement contractor take payment up front and then disappear without doing work.
The traveling home improvement contractors who try scamming storm victims should not be confused with those who are actually trying to help.
I want to make a distinction. When I'm saying traveling home improvement contractors, I'm not talking the Wisconsin business contractors who maybe travel over a community to help out a community that's suffering following a storm. I'm talking the individuals who come from many states away and swoop in and then swoop out type situation. But those contractors who, you know, operate in our state and who are going to give you a written contract and provide you the information you need in order to deal with your insurance company and insurance agents, they're just trying to help out communities who are suffering, as opposed to those individuals who, again, are traveling kind of fly by night, if you will, and you're not going to see them again if you have any warranty work or follow-up work or maybe even to complete the job.
Some fake contractors might have identification to prove that they are legitimate, but could be false. To be safe, verify their credentials.
Call local officials to find out if that door-to-door contractor holds the proper permits for repair. Don't just trust what you see them show you, because maybe it's their own company ID and photo made to look like a local municipality, but you want to make sure that they have the proper permits to work. In some communities, when a community is hurting, they will put together kind of a resource fair or resource location where you can go and talk to local contractors or get information from organizations and understand what their permitting process is, so you can be aware of who is permitted to do work in your community by just going and getting all the resources at once. And the other thing to do now is talk to friends and family and neighbors and your insurance agent to say, hey, if my roof is damaged, who would you recommend I call? And maybe you need work anyway, but it's who do I call for siding or windows? Or what if that tree falls? Who is it that you're going to call to do cleanup? And just put your list together now of a couple of different options, so when you do need work, you have a go-to instead of just having to react in the moment.
Reinen also recommends contacting the company that helps cover the cost of repairs for storm damage.
Absolutely, talk with your insurance agent to find out if they have any recommendations, because often they'll just want estimates. Sometimes they'll say who can do the work. It depends on your agreement. So have that conversation when you're doing your annual insurance coverage check, or just send your agent an email to ask those questions. I'm just preparing just in case, you know, don't want to have to be knocking on the door in that moment. And of course, if there's damage, you're going to need your insurance agent involved anyway.
If you are a victim of storm damage and have been scammed or suspect a scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Turbo's will be closed April 21st through May 7th and will reopen on May 8th.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
WRCO News Time is 12:15. Experience the farms, food processors, food retailers, and restaurants in the River Valley area with the farm and food tour continuing this afternoon until 4 o'clock. Savor includes many young entrepreneurial family farms and small business owners who are passionate about providing delicious, wholesome, unique, and interesting food. The second annual tour expands from Plain to Ridgeway, with 14 members hosting special activities, plus a range of restaurants and food retailers from Marina to Lone Rock, selling and serving food. Tours and demos include Seven Seeds Farm Tour at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Kate's Family Farm Self-Guided Tours, Ducks in a Row Family Farm Tour at 2 o'clock, Brouhaha Roasters Coffee Roasting Demos, Meadowlark Mill Tour at 2:30, and Cedar Grove Cheese self-guided tour of their Living Machine wastewater treatment plant. There will also be a guided Taliesin tour of Midway Barn at 3 o'clock this afternoon, with reservations required. Sampling and special purchase opportunities will also be available this afternoon at Bird of Paradise Tea, Wander Provisions, the Spring Green General Store, Block 23, and Straka Meats, among others. This year marks a rare convergence of two significant cicada broods. The 13-year-old brood 19 and the 17-year-old brood 8 will emerge simultaneously, an event occurring only once every 221 years. Given the scope of this year's periodical broods, the 2024 will bring a once-in-a-lifetime level of cicada activity to the U.S. Cicadas are benign creatures posing minimal threat and providing a host of ecological benefits by aerating soil and serving as a crucial food source for various animals. Cicada hatches also create a boon for fishing enthusiasts. Cicadas can produce their mating calls at a noise level greater than that produced by hairdryers, comparable to that of lawnmowers, and on par with what's considered damaging to human hearing given long periods of exposure. Wisconsin is one of just 17 states expected to see the rare brood 19 or brood 8 this year. In total, 12 Wisconsin counties will be affected. The 12 counties expected to see are Crawford, Dane, Grant, Green, Iowa, Jefferson, Milwaukee, Richland, Rock, Sauk, Walworth, and Waukesha counties. For more information, you can check out captainexperiences.com/blog/2024 Cicada Double Brood. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
A memorable and meaningful service that celebrates your life or the life of your loved one is our highest priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge. We work hard every day to make sure your final wishes are carried out just as you desire. It helps us celebrate lives and heal grieving hearts. It's been that way since our founding in 1889. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Saturday, April 20th. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97 of Plain, died on Monday. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow in St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green on Monday from 9 until the time of the mass at 10. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Dorothy Franck is survived by four sons, Joseph and Astrid Franck, Mark and Eileen Franck, Ted and Elaine Franck, and Nick and Jody Franck. Four daughters, Deborah Franck, Bonnie and Randy Thompson, Sandra Franck and Mark Dostal, and Susan and Bob Ashton. Son-in-law, Pat and Diane Shelton. 23 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, one brother, Jerry Legal, and three sisters, Carol Meixelsberger, Mary Jane and Leo Hull, and Liz Torgensen, along with other relatives and friends. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain. Vincent Monty Slapek, 78, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Graveside services will be held on Monday at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests people wear flannel in honor of Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Monty Slapek is survived by his wife of 51 years, Pat, two children, Stacy and Jaylen Scheid of Reedsburg, and Cullen and Shelley Slapek of Janesville, four grandchildren, half-sister Donna and Bill Lakey of Texas, half-brother Randy and Pat Slapek of Tennessee, brothers and sisters-in-law Dennis and Linda Laufenberg, Helen Laufenberg, Donna and Dave Roker, and Susan Welsh, along with many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Vincent Monty Slapek, 78, of Muscadet.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Spring Smoker's Special, Smithfield Bone-In Pork Loins, 99 cents a pound. Baby back ribs, singles and three packs, $2.75 a pound. Meaty back ribs, $2.75 a pound. Spare ribs, $2.25 a pound. Needle tenderized sirloin steaks, $6 a pound. Turkey drumsticks, $2.95 a pound. Lemon pepper young whole chickens, $1.25 a pound. And chicken halves, $1.50 a pound. Don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353. 5353.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Shelley and Jason Drake, John and Tina Rundle, Dustin and Heather Myers, Barry and Diane Schultz, and Lyle and Ann Wanless.
Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Partly cloudy today and still chilly. High temperatures are only rising to the mid and upper 40s, and we're still battling a breezy wind out of the northwest, which is making it feel a touch cooler. More clearing of the clouds takes place tonight, and we crash cold again with another frost likely as overnight lows fall to the upper 20s. However, though, we'll be waking up tomorrow with warmer temperatures and sitting under plenty of sunshine. Highs will hit 60 degrees, but the winds stay feisty. They just won't quit out of the northwest at 20 miles per hour. Sunday night, they start to ease, but this allows us to crash right to the freezing mark once again for a crisp Monday morning. As we head off to work and school to start next week, you'll be wearing the jacket and shedding it by the afternoon. In fact, high temperatures flirt with 70 degrees. There'll be a ton of sunshine to start our work week off, but the clouds thicken throughout the day on Monday and spotty showers start to push in by night. Oh, and did I mention? Winds still whipping up to 30 miles per hour. For Tuesday, we'll see areas of clouds and scattered showers still continuing to dampen our day. Winds, of course, will stay feisty, and even a chances of a few thunderstorms do have a chance to strike by the afternoon. High temperatures will smack the mid-60s and stay mild overnight. Wednesday, the sunshine returns and temperatures take a dip towards the crisp side. Highs will hit the mid to upper 50s for midweek. Thankfully, though, for Thursday, it'll be tremendous. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, and clouds increasing by night. I mention that because Friday is going to be damp and dreary, with rain and storms likely, and high temperatures in the upper 50s. That storm system does look to linger throughout the entire weekend, giving us a wet one. So just plan ahead and we'll continue to track this system for you. I hope you have a super Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently an overcast 36 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed averaging about 5 miles per hour out of the west. Barometer reading of 30.23, and so far no precipitation to report. Yesterday's high reached 50 degrees. Our morning's low was 32. We had a record high in 1987 of 88 degrees. Record low in 1952 of 20 degrees. Last year's high reached 70 with a low of 41. The sun will set today at 7:50 and rise tomorrow morning at 6:10. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at an overcast 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or email us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Action to love. Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. Those are the cars with my best friend's girl. How are we doing today? Everybody doing all right? Hopefully, on this Saturday afternoon, kicking off our retro Saturdays. This is some England Dan and John Ford Coley. I'd really love to see you tonight.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while, not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around and I'd really love to see you tonight. I won't ask for promises, so you don't have to lie. We both played that game before. Say I love you, then say goodbye. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight.
I have to follow you.
Dusty Springfield, you don't have to say you love me. Here are the Monkees with a song written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. This is Valerie.
Just the way you look tonight.
Those Those are the Jaguars with The Way You Look Tonight. It's time to hear from our sponsors. Thank you very, very much to each and every one of them for sponsoring the show today, Saturdays with Simo. Those would include Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental. Thanks for each of those businesses for sponsoring the program. We will hear from our sponsors and come back and hear a little bit of Bobby, Darren, and Mac the Knife.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Is a person ever too old to learn something new? Not at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Greetings, this is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Every day my staff and I learn new things from our residents. They teach us compassion, acceptance, resilience, and fortitude. Our residents endured the Great Depression and the Second World War. They teach us patience, sacrifice, and compassion. Our residents belong to the greatest generation of Americans. They are our heroes and inspiration. They help us maintain a habit of excellence and caregiving. They are the wind beneath our wings. No, it's never too old to keep learning. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, 875 West Side Drive, 647-8205.
There's always family here.
Attention educators. The Riverdale School District is looking for a dedicated individual to fill the position of junior and senior high school principal starting July 1st, 2024. Located in Muscadet, the district offers a dynamic learning environment in a rural setting. As principal, you'll play a crucial role in shaping the educational experience for students in grades 7 through 12. Responsibilities include overseeing educational programs, student learning outcomes, behavioral expectations, teacher supervision, and more. They're seeking a candidate with exceptional communication skills, a collaborative mindset, and a commitment to student success. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're passionate about education and ready to make a positive impact, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26th, 2020. Join them in shaping the future of our students and community at Riverdale.
Get ready for one great song after another on this edition of Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Oh, the shark, baby, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Ah, Jenny Diver,
ho, ho,
yeah, Sugi Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lolly Linya, and old Lucy Brown. Jenny Diver, whoa, Sugi Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town.
Bobby Darin with Mac the Knife. A lot of you may not know that that song actually dates from 1928 from a show called The Three Penny Opera with music by Kurt Vile and lyrics by Bertolt Brecht in German. But adapted, about 50 years later, no, excuse me, 30 years later for Bobby Darin to make a big hit with it. And the lyrics are surprisingly close to what's happening in the Three Penny Opera. Mac the Knife was not a nice person. Nope, he just was not. Here's a little bit of Chicago. Baby, what a big surprise.
Baby,
Night singing Black and White, song written by Hoyt Axton, if I recall correctly. It's 1 o'clock, so we need to break for station identification, and we come back and hear a little bit of the Beatles from their White album right after this.
Thanks for listening to WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Listen anytime to WRCOFM.